Have you ever been fascinated by something? A movie, a TV show, a music video, a painting, or a song? If you answered yes, there is a high likelihood that you have fallen victim to lesser magic. Quote, the word fascination has an occult origin. Fascination was a term applied to the evil eye, to fix a person's gaze. In other words, fascinate was to curse them with the evil eye. End quote. Now, there are two main schools in modern occultism, practical Kabbalah and Eastern mysticism, with many offshoots, most of them will fall into these two categories. The Kabbalah can be seen as the actual science of the occult. It is the secret theology that boils down to a few basic principles, and they are all satanic in nature. You see, Kabbalists believe that our God, Yahweh, the God of Israel, and Jesus Christ himself are the embodiment of evil, while worshipping Lucifer as the true God of creation. It's the exact same upside-down theology that was presented to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. The Kabbalah teaches magic or the art of intercourse with spirits and supernatural beings. One cannot be a convinced Kabbalist without soon becoming a magician and devoting oneself to the practice of occultism. Not that all Kabbalists or magicians practice all the different branches of occultism. Some of them are used by charlatans for the exploitation of the superstitious persons, but a great many, precisely the most criminal and perverse, are observed in the hidden dens of modern Luciferians. End quote. Ritual magic has two major disciplines. Now keep in mind that all of these methods are considered an abomination to God and should be avoided at all costs. First is divining magic. Divining magic consists of the following. Astrology, which is divining the future from the stars through the use of horoscopes. Aeromancy, which is divination by the study of aerial phenomena, specifically cloud formations. Palmistry, divining the future from reading the lines on one's palm. Hydromancy, divination by studying liquids and how they are affected by thoughts and words. Anthropomancy, which is a, quote, horrible, savage abomination and consists of disemboweling a human being and spreading out the entrails for the purpose of divining the future. Druids in ancient Britain were said to consult their gods by looking into the entrail of their captives. Pyromancy, divination by fire. Onirocritics, which is divining the future through dream interpretations. And finally we have cartomancy, which is divination by cards. Luciferians worldwide have been using these methods since the beginning of time. These rites are easy to identify as they all share the same basic principles. The first on our list of operative magic is alchemy. Originally called Hermetic Science, named after the god Hermes, alchemy uses spiritual power to physically change or transmute one thing. Historically, it was used to create elixirs and potions that were supposed to, quote, increase a person's life. Next up, we have mesmerism. Magnetic mesmerism is the black magic equivalent of MK Ultra, using sorcery. Thoughts and ideas they deem necessary. The aim is a fracture It is true that your atmosphere is disturbed. The woodwork cracks. Doors tremble and groan in the presence of certain persons after a series of intoxicating acts. Weird sounds, sometimes bloody signs, will appear spontaneously on paper or linen. They are always the same and are classed by magicians as diabolical writings. The very sight of them induces a state of convulsion or ecstasy in the medium who believes himself to be seeing spirits. Thus, Satan, the spirit of evil, is transfigured for them into an angel of light. But before they will manifest, these so-called spirits require sympathetic excitement produced by sexual intercourse on the part of their devotees. Hands must be placed in hands, feet on feet. They must breathe in each other's faces. These acts often are followed by others of an obscene character. The initiates reveling in these forms of excess believe themselves to be the elect of God and the arbiters of destiny. They are the successors of the fakirs of India. No warning will save them. Thergy is the highest degree of occultism. Necromancy is limited to the summoning of dead souls, but the Thergists of the 19th century evoked their entities qualified by them as genie, angels of light, exalted spirits, spirits of fire, etc. In their meetings scattered throughout the world, they worship Lucifer. The three mysterious letters, J, B, that the common initiate sees in Masonic temples are reproduced in meeting rooms of the Luciferians, but they no longer mean Jachin, Boaz, Mahabon, as in Elijah's. In Thergy, these three letters mean Jesus, Bethlehemitus, Leviticus. Thergy is therefore pure Satanism, end quote. Moreover, it is important to note that Kabbalists admitted to look upon certain dissident adepts who invoke the devil under the name of Satan as heretics, whose system they call goatee or black magic. They call their own practices Thergy or white magic, end quote. They go by many names and claim separation from each other based on fundamental differences. However, they're all initiates of ancient Babylonian mystery schools, practitioners. Sorceries and by their incantations, charms.